Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, 2025. The Chosen TV series about Christ's mission has introduced Christians to various ancient Jewish traditions Jesus grew up with. One of them is the singing of the Dayenu, a Hebrew Passover prayer whose title translates as, "It would have been enough." This is a song of gratitude for all of God's blessings, from bringing the Jewish people out of slavery in Egypt to the building of the Holy Temple in Israel. One part states, "If he had supplied our needs in the desert for 40 years and had not fed us the manna, it would have been enough." As Christians celebrate the solemnity of Christ's holy body and blood, we should realize that the fruits of God's mercy and love in our modern life are beyond measure. Just contemplating that God is mindful of me while I'm praying should be enough to sustain my faith. But, taking a cue from the Dayenu, let's ask ourselves, if God were mindful of my prayer without giving me his precious body and blood to sustain me, would that be enough? No. They're inseparable. The tragedy of 21st century life is that somehow we let the passage of time put space between those blessings in our hearts. Eventually, we become less mindful of God. We let our hectic schedule interfere with daily contemplation, then wonder why we're suddenly starving for something we can't wrap our minds around. That something is readily resurrected via habitual Eucharistic adoration. In the absence of our own prayerful contemplation, the world will plant doubt about God's mindfulness in our own minds. A daily dose of God's grace is enough to help us realize it's our mindfulness that's been lacking. Getting enough grace to maintain our faith doesn't require much. The true miracle of Christ's feeding thousands with a few loaves and fish was in the leftovers. When we revisit that miracle in this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, put yourself in the apostles' place. They are faced with feeding multitudes hungering for both spiritual and physical sustenance. Then Jesus tells them, "Give them some food yourselves." At the same time, he is mindful of what they need. Looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over the 5 loaves and 2 fish, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied, and when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. He left the feeding to his 12 apostles, just as at their Last Supper together, Jesus supplied them with enough food to satisfy succeeding generations for ages. As Paul tells us this Sunday, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Until that coming, as long as we collect, contain, and distribute the leftovers of that fruitful ministry, the mindfulness we give back to God will be enough to sustain each other. No would have been about it. Our challenge, while coexisting in this seemingly godless world, is to avoid its greatest tragedy before leaving it. 19th century Quaker poet John Greenleaf Whittier warned about it. "For of all sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest are these, it might have been." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.